defeated earlier 43-116 in the House, a recrafted version wins approval 110-46. Quite a turnaround for House sponsor Maynard Wallace of Thornfield.
Half those people Tuesday didn't realize what they were doing.
Perhaps because they lost focus of a key component of the bill. That's what Representative Ryan Silvey of Kansas City speculated during House floor debate, pointing out the bill corrected a glitch in state law that would have kept additional casino money from flowing to the schools.
A no vote on this bill is a vote to not send $108 million to public education next year.
After clearing the House, the bill breezed to passage in the Senate. Senate President Pro Tem Charlie Shields says the state needed to capture additional money from the lifting of the loss limits.
Within the bill, obviously the foundation formula fix and driving all the gaming revenues in a manner to the formula that works is important.
A wide-ranging education bill, once nearly dead, now heads to the governor's desk. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, at the Capitol.